Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. 11:45 today. A little life advice with the hammer. So get it in on Facebook, Twitter, the text line. Something you need some help with. Something that maybe a scenario you're facing. And 11:45, I will spin you some advice, life advice with the hammer. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways to let Seltzer know something you need help with. He'll fire the best scenario at me for life advice at 11:45. 215-592-9494. We also have the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open. It is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question: of these players, which is the Phillies' ultimate X factor in 2020? You know, for team success. A, Jake Arrieta. B, Zach Eflin. C, Reese Hoskins. D, Andrew McCutchen. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Comment on that. Obviously, on the phone lines, Joel Embiid, and whether you trust them and more here at 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Joe, I'm gone for a month. I thought 2020 couldn't get weirder. I come back and find out that you have a girlfriend.
How about that, Drew?
Now, Joe, I'm sure you have good judgment, so I assume Amy's an Eagles fan. Have you gotten her opinion on Wentz versus Foles yet?
Have I gotten her opinion on Wentz versus Foles? I mean, she's a big fan of both, so If you're asking me, have I asked her who she thinks is better, I don't remember asking that.
Okay, good thing to
but
get her on
a,
the record.
She's a big fan of both.
Okay, I'll allow that. With the Phillies, I actually have a choice E there for who I think could be a real X factor.
Yep.
The guy who I don't think a lot of people are talking about is Didi Gregorius in a contract year. He's got a lot of motivation to start fast. And if you look at some of what he's done, his splits with the Yankees in the past, he's had months where he's hit like over 300, approaching double-digit home runs. I mean, I know he had a bad spring training, but if he can do that out of the gate, you know, it can mean big things.
I agree. And
that'd
listen,
be amazing.
And he did not have a good batting average
last year.
He's
3-for-27, though.
Yeah.
In you know, way back when.
That doesn't bother me.
It means nothing.
Yeah.
Literally less than nothing.
Yeah,
I'm
nothing.
Told it means nothing, but it's something to keep an eye on, I guess.
What matters.
Yeah, and I think.
Well, go ahead.
And last year, too, he was coming off the Tommy John surgery, which obviously a lot of position players don't usually have. So I think another year healthy will do him a lot of good, too.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, something that stands out to me about Didi is that Joe Girardi clearly loves him, has expressed that. Like, Joe Girardi really talks him up. I'm a fan of Girardi. Girardi's a fan of Didi. I'm a fan of Didi, if you catch my drift. Like, there's a trust factor for me with Girardi's assertions about how good Didi is that I'm on. But here's the deal. He's got to play better than he has. I mean, there have been years he hasn't, lit the league on fire. All right, Drew, what do you got here for a famous Jack?
All right, I'm going to go nursery rhyme style. How about Jack and Jill?
Jack and Jill,
yeah.
Sure.
That's a good one.
Went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter.
I like that.
Remember that one, John?
No.
Andrew Dice Clay, James, remember that one? Jack and Jill went
of
up
course,
the hill,
yeah.
Each with a buck and a quarter.
Yeah.
I'll stop it right there. We'll just let it lie right there. He said something. What did he say I wanted to mention? He mentioned something. Oh, yeah, swing factor guys, X factor guys. You know who's another one? We never talk about him because, I mean, we've barely gotten nitty-gritty Phillies for, I mean, 6 months or something. This is not the season that you want to have blown saves. I mean, if you get to the ninth inning and Hector Neris blows a save, it's going to be like blowing three games.
See, what's funny is, I agree with you, but I actually think it's a much bigger X factor of figuring out who's going to get the ball to Neris. Neris is the one guy in that bullpen that I actually have, like, I don't want to say complete confidence, but a lot of confidence.
Yeah, see, I don't get that either.
He's the best pitcher in that bullpen.
Why? Yeah, what?
Okay, you have complete confidence in Hector.
I do not. I didn't say complete. I said the most of any pitcher in that bullpen.
I agree.
But because he's the best we have, somehow last year it evolved into Hector Neris is a shutdown type guy.
He had some
Remember, the year before, they had to send him down.
Right.
He was so bad. He lost complete confidence that he could even get it to the catcher.
I'm with you, man.
And now, last year, somehow, we got to this point where he was supposed to be all world.
Well, yeah. Not all world, but he was very
lingering.
Good last year. He had a sub-3 ERA.
He was a good pitcher last year. I agree with you, but
I don't think he was a good pitcher last year.
No, he was good.
The numbers say he was good enough.
Yeah, here's my thing on Neris. Like,
he's not elite, but he's the best they have.
He is the best they have.
So I think that he needs to do well, but I think getting the ball to him is going to be even more important.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that, James. But I'll also say, like, if I view Philly's history and closers, Neris, of the guys that have been a closer for multiple years, and this will now be, I believe, his third year, I mean, assuming he keeps the job, I mean, he's behind Billy Wagner, he's behind Papelbon, he's behind Jose Mesa, I guess he's behind Heathcliff Slocum, right? I mean, like, I have...
Oh, he's a better pitcher than Heathcliff Slocum was.
I have, I'm still shaky on Neris, is my point. I don't feel, I know he can be good, but to me, I need a whole nother year from him of good before I feel as a fan, yeah, lock him in. He's the guy.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying he's a lockdown, shutdown guy. I do think you are underrating him a bit. He's a good pitcher. Like, he is a good major league reliever.
All right,
there's no question.
We go to Josh in Manayunk. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys, how are you? Great show, as always. You know what, Joe, I absolutely agree with you. It is Neris. I think he is the X factor because, let's be honest, of that 08 team, Brad Lidge, 48 for 48.
Yeah.
Every step, you get the 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth. You know, you got to go lock it in. You really do.
I mean, a blown save will be devastating this year. I mean, it really will.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. With regard to the other topic in terms of Embiid, I don't have any faith in him. Okay, I tell you what, I don't even think he's a top 5 or 6 player in the Eastern Conference. So I can go through the list: Giannis, Pascal Siakam, Jimmy Butler, Kimball Walker, even Kyle Lowry. And then I'm starting to look at Embiid, to be honest with you. So I have no faith in him. I think this team is a 14-game season for these guys. It's putting lipstick on a pig. That's what it is. It's been embarrassing the entire time. So. I have absolutely no faith in those guys.
Okay. Well, so, they got to climb above that. We'll see. I mean, listen, Jimmy Butler's a name I had forgotten when I went through great players in the East earlier. I would put him above Ben Simmons currently. I would certainly not put Butler above Embiid. No way.
Okay. In terms of my Jack.
Yep.
This is the real go-to Broad Street, Michael Jack Schmidt.
Michael
good
Jack answer. Schmidt's
yeah,
a good, good one.
Good one.
Michael Jack Schmidt's a really, really good answer. The middle name. John, what's your middle name?
David.
Yeah, solid, steady. And yeah, yours is a whole, like a letter, James?
Alan O. Salveson.
I know we've covered this, but I forget it every time. The O is, just see if John can remember, because I don't remember. The O is what, John?
I've covered this like 3 times.
Do you remember it? I never remember it.
Otmar.
So is it O?
It's O period. No, it is O period. My mom would not allow Otmar in my name, but my dad wanted it in there, so she allowed him to have an O period.
All right, let me ask John a
question.
Why
did they give you 3?
Well, Salveson's my mom's maiden name, and Alan was the name of my mom's father who passed away right before I was born. So.
Do, lots of people in your family have 5 names?
No, my brother has 4 too. Like, I'm the only one with the O period, but my brother's was Peter Michael Salveson Seltzer, so my mom's maiden name was in both of our
names. All right. John, I just need a ruling here. What's worse, having a bad name or having a letter as a name? I mean, because that's the choice that was faced there. I mean,
I think
letters,
having a bad name.
Letters kind of unique.
That's unique.
I dig the uniqueness of it.
The bad name would be worse. I think the letter's
kind
of cool.
Yeah, it's like O. Henry.
I just think the multiple middle names thing, I don't know a lot of people who have that.
No, I don't. I mean, I also don't go around.
I don't know if I know anyone.
We also don't normally ask people what your middle name is. I mean, most people that I know in my life, other than my siblings and my mom, I have no idea what people's middle names are. I mean,
yeah.
It's the last thing in the world you normally ask someone. Let's go to Anthony in West Oak Lane.
What's Amy's middle name?
That's my point. I don't know. I have no idea. Anthony, oh, no. West Oak Lane. What's up, Anthony?
That's bad.
Hey, I have no clue.
How's everything? Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. Anthony, do you know my girlfriend's middle name?
What? What do you think it is? I bet it's...
I don't know.
Man.
Diane.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think it's Diane. Who knows? All right, Anthony, what do you got, man? Susan, what do you got, Anthony?
I just wanted to make a few points about, you know, the Philly sports coming back.
Yep.
As far as the Sixers, the way I see it is, you know, it's going to be a short season. If they want to win, I mean, everybody has to be all in. As far as the coach is concerned, remember how when the New York Giants had a bad season, they was talking about firing Tom Coughlin. And then the next year they win the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah. I guess they all pulled through for Tom Coughlin won the Super Bowl. If they buying into what Brett Brown is saying, you know, if they fall, you know, that's what they're going to do. If they like Brett Brown, as far as I'm concerned, you know, same with the Phillies.
He lets them do whatever they want, it seems.
What'd you say?
I think they should like him because he's not exactly a disciplinarian.
Yeah,
I don't think he's good for the team for that reason.
If they like him as a coach, everybody should band together, you know, and win.
Yeah.
You know, Joel Embiid, you know, he needs to, you know, cut it out and get in shape.
But is that better for the team? Like, is that what you want, Anthony? Do you think if the team wants Brett, and I believe that they do because they like him, he seems like such a likable guy, but part of what – you know, his likability is like he just gives them too much free rein. Like, is it better for the team to play hard to keep Brett around? I almost think it's better if they play worse and he gets fired.
No, come on.
No, yeah, for the team's future? For the team's future, is Brett Brown the future? No.
Well, look, we've been down that road before, and I respect when people say change is better than winning a round in the playoffs because I have felt that way before about some Philadelphia, either coaches or executives. But I also want these guys to dig down. I mean, if they're not digging down, then that says something really bad about the Sixers' future.
So do you think Brett Brown needs to win multiple rounds in the playoffs to be able to win?
I think so. In order to get his reputation back, you know, from all the negative things, you know, Brett Brown has to, you know, he has to be more disciplined. You know, he has to – you know, all your championship coaches, I mean, they're like, you know, Bill Belichick, Coach K, you know, all those guys, you know, you can't be too soft. You got to show some type of, you got to demand respect.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, also, you have to give it, you have to demand respect.
Yep.
Like with the Phillies, I believe we can, you know, with being a 60 game, I mean, I believe we can make the playoffs and go all the way. We have the talent to do it. You know, I think it's good that we hired Joe Girardi. I mean, look at his background. He has World Series. I mean, he coached a lot of good players. I think if Joe Girardi knows how to use his players, you know, versus Gabe, you know, if Joe Girardi can do, you know, he knows his players and can do a better job. We got Bryce Harper, Andrew, you know, we got all these good players. Use them to the advantage.
Well, I think the Phillies do have a good roster. Great, no, but good, yes. Anthony, what do you got for a famous Jack?
How about Jack Palance? If I'm saying his last name right.
Jack Palance.
Yeah. Who famously did some push-ups.
One-arm push-ups
at the Oscar.
At like the age of 80-something.
And that's when he won with City Slickers, right?
Correct.
Best supporting actor. Yeah. I know John was watching the Oscars back then around 1991, 92, right, John?
He did a one-arm push-up.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. In his 80s. I don't know exactly when in the – yeah, went up on stage. Oh, wow. And it was.
Would you say Jack Palance was a man's man?
Yes, I think so.
All right, let's get to this day in sports history. We're going all baseball today. I mean, here we are, you know, July 2nd. We're beyond the scope of when NBA and NHL finals would happen, and we're kind of in baseball season here with a lot today. Some notable things in baseball history, including on this day in 1941, the great Joe DiMaggio set the record. Now, he set it 11 more times after this, But on this day in 41, Joe D with his 45th consecutive game with a base hit, breaking the record, and then from there on out, extending it, as we know, all the way up to 56 game.
Crazy to think that he could have stopped today and still have the record.
You're right.
Right? I mean, that's a wild thing to think about.
He would still have, you're right.
He'd still have the record.
No, you're right. Here's a really bizarre one. We have touched on this before, but there's probably a lot of Phillies fans that don't know this. In 1903, that's right, 1903, one of the great Phillies players of all time, who is a Baseball Hall of Famer, died going over Niagara Falls. He was not a Phillies player at the time, but he had been for 10 seasons up until that point. He's a Baseball Hall of Famer. He won batting titles. He got 2,500 hits. He is the last Phillies player to hit 400 in a season. He'd gotten thrown off a train. There was reports he was drunk. Who the heck knows? Something happens. They don't know how it happened. He ends up being found dead at the bottom of Niagara Falls 2 weeks later. Guy's name was Ed Dalahunty. A very odd situation. Here's a cool one. That's a bad one. Here's a cool one. We're big fans of Jim Eisenreich around here, right?
Love Eisenreich.
We love Eisie. 93 fills the whole thing. 1987 on this date, Jim Eisenreich hit a home run for the Kansas City Royals. It was his first home run in Major League Baseball in 5 seasons. Why? Because his Tourette syndrome, I think a lot of us know the story of Eisenreich, had kept him from being in the sport of baseball for multiple years, and this was him coming back. Remember, he didn't get to the Phillies till 93,
yeah.
But he had started in the early 80s. He did a home run in 82. He didn't hit another home run again until 1987.
Wow.
So God bless him, Jim Eisenreich.
And that's amazing.
Overcoming all, because, you know.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
That was a big deal. And we'll round it out with another member of the 93 Phillies, and frankly, one of the the way the Phillies won games in 93 is just, it's almost beyond, you know, Jake Elliott's field goal. Like when Elliott hit that field goal for the Eagles in 2017, you felt something special. And you just, every once in a while, you have special type wins. The Phillies seem to have about 15 remarkable special wins in 93. It just kept happening. And one of the big ones happened on this date, July 2nd of 1993. You might remember how it ended. Mitch Williams with a hit at 4:40 a.m., but you might not remember how it began. It began with the first game of a doubleheader. The Phillies lose game one of a doubleheader against the Padres. Padres are in the East. I mean, they're in the West, but they come East. So they're trying to get both games in because, like, San Diego's got to leave back for the West Coast, the whole deal. The Phillies lose game one 5-2. Game one takes 8.5 hours because there are 6 hours of rain delays. So when game one finally ends, it ends at 1:03 a.m. Everybody assumes, well, that's it. That's a wrap for Veterans Stadium tonight. We'll see if they can figure out game two some other part of the season. The umps, the Phillies, the Padres, they get together to say, no. Let's play it right now.
So crazy.
They start game two at 1:30 a.m. The bars let out. The Phillies let anybody who wants to come to the stadium come to the stadium
really?
For free.
No
so
way.
You have more people there at like 3 a.m. than
how
1 a.m.
How many people were in the stands?
I don't know, but the
numbers, do
the
you
bars
know?
Let out.
Wow.
They say on TV, anyone that wants to show up can show up. People start showing up.
Was it crazy, like the level of debauchery was going on?
Here's my recollection. Sparse, but vocal sparse. Very vocal sparse. And at 4:40 a.m., Mitch Williams against future Hall of Famer Trevor Hoffman, early in his career, the Phillies with Mitch at 4:40 a.m. Let's hear it.
Now the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Amelia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Mitchie Poo. The Phillies have won it 6-5-10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it?
Not going to lie. Got the remnants of tears in my eyes here.
Uh-oh.
This one gets me. I mean, you hear Harry's voice,
yeah,
you hear Richie's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Listen, that was one of the great ones. Yeah, John's looking at me like, are you really crying? I'm borderline.
Welling up a little bit.
I'm borderline. I need someone
Did
to save
elicit
me.
Did that elicit the same thing from you,
oh,
Jimmy?
Oh, my God.
Like, are you crying?
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
No, I'm gonna go back here.
Wait till we play the Phillies montage. Opening day, we'll play
That's
the Phillies
awesome.
Montage.
It's really cool. I mean, it's a cool moment, but it seemed like it's a leap for
it
me
hits
to
me,
imagine
man.
That it makes you cry.
It hits me. It really does. It really hits me. I'll tell you.
Does it make you cry because it takes you back to like where you were?
It takes me back to the 93 Phils. It takes me back to that game, Mitch winning that game, which I did not watch live. I was actually in Los Angeles. I went to bed like around when that game probably started or something. And it takes me back to Harry and Richie. Like, let me hear that call one more time. Because here's what I love about that call.
You were in Los Angeles?
I was. I was visiting
Why?
My brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I want to hear that call one more time because it's not just Harry's voice. Listen
it's
to Richie
yelling in the background.
Richie cannot contain himself. You know, screaming over Harry. It's just masterful. One more time. Just everyone soak it in. Richie and Harry, one more time.
Now the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Camellia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Mitchie Poo. The Phils have won it 6-5-10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it?
Love it. Love it. We'll always love it. Yeah. That's pretty good imitation, James. Let's go to Dennis and Mel. And by the way, if anybody listening to us right now was at that game, I would love to hear a phone call from someone that was there. 215-592-9494. Please, if you were there, 4:40 a.m., or if you left earlier, although I'm really more interested in the 4:40 a.m. caller, let me know if you were there. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, because some number of thousands of people were there. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how you doing today, son?
I'm getting my eyes back together. I'm okay. All good.
Richie Rich, how you doing?
Super.
Good, good, good. Hey, listen, I mentioned this to Seltzer yesterday, but I didn't on the air. Did you guys talk about what yesterday was, Bobby Bonilla's payday?
You know, we didn't. There was a commentary during our show. I had meant to mention it and forgot. But, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Is that the most outrageous contract ever in sports history?
No. It's the second most outrageous.
No? Who's the first?
The first is those – I mean, I don't know if it counts as a contract. Those St. Louis owners from the ABA that signed the deal – when the ABA dissolved. The ABA dissolved, Dennis, and there's these two guys in St. Louis that owned a team that they said instead of $250,000, we want, I think it's 0.7% of all television deals for the history of the NBA moving forward. And, of course, the NBA signs billion-dollar TV deals all the time, so these guys just collect money. That's the most outrageous thing ever.
Yeah. Hey, the Phillies the last 2 years got off to very good starts, and then they fizzled, as we know, in August and September. So if they do that this year – are you going to take the over on the line from Vegas?
If they get off to a good start?
Yeah, I mean, right now, would you take the over or the under?
And the over being 31.5, am I getting that right here? Let me see here. I got my piece of paper right here.
31.5.
I would take the over, yes. Phillies, 60 games, over under 31.5, I would take over.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I sure would.
Don, what would you do?
I'm under.
Really? Oh, because the pitching, I think – isn't
well the pitching the schedule's brutal.
Schedule's a factor.
Schedule is very brutal.
Yeah, schedule's tough. All right, Dennis, what do you got here for a famous Jack?
Well, how about Jack O'Lantern?
Jack Lantern. You got it. All right, not to be confused with Jack Lambert. Jack Lantern.
No, Jack O'Lantern.
Oh, O'Lantern. Yeah, Jack O'Lantern. Yeah, I didn't hear the O. Yeah. Jack O'Lantern. Does that make you happy to clarify?
Well, yeah,
is it bad?
It's important about the answer, you know.
So
Jack
be like,
Lantern
Jack
Lantern's
not a thing,
right?
Well, Jack O'Lantern's
right. I heard Jack Lantern, and that's what I went with. It'd be like if you said Jack Jill.
Well, do you know Jack a Jack Lantern that
no.
we should know?
But I knew what he was talking about. I just let a guy get confused. Why? Come on now. Hey, life advice with the hammer up ahead.
Oh,
Howard Eskin at noon. Much fun here today as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.